Thinking about how, particularly in parts of Africa, women are the ones who support the family and also contribute to the economic means of the family. And through using our Lucy lights and selling to each other, instead of these women and their families using harmful kerosene or firewood, they're not only gaining a means of economic empowerment for themselves and others in their community, but they're also helping to stave off respiratory disease and burns that affect many of the women and children who light their homes with something other than solar lanterns.
Welcome back to Her CEO Journey. The holiday season is here, and we at The Profit Reimagined Inc. believe in giving back to the community. And we love featuring businesses that are creating a difference in other people's lives across the globe. In this year's holiday series, we at The Profit Reimagined and Her CEO Journey carefully selected three businesses. A business that provides clean energy to people around the world who need it the most, a business that gives peace to the world community, and a business that empowers the indigenous community to take control of their income generation and diminish poverty. We are super excited to share their story with you during this holiday season. In this first episode, we invited Sangha Jong, the CEO of Empower. Listen to the story of joy, innovation, determination, community, and pride that Empower created through their products. In this first episode, we invited Sangha Jong, the CEO of Empower. Listen to the story of joy, innovation, determination, community, and pride Empower created through their products. And the business model they have built is to support people and the planet, yet the business is sustainable and profitable. Empower has also provided a discount code for all Her CEO Journey listeners. So this holiday season, you can give clean and reliable energy to underrepresented communities across the globe. Get the code in our show notes and enable Empower to deploy lights to those who need them the most. Now, let's find out Sangha CEO Journey. Sangha Jong, welcome to Her CEO Journey. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am so excited to have you here in this podcast because I've been reading about Empower. You guys are doing really amazing things. But before we get into what is Empower, who are your audience, what are you selling, let's start with your journey. How did you become the CEO of Empower?
Thank you for asking. I think the journey actually started when I was born or where I was born. So I grew up in poverty without access to running water and electricity in our home. So early on, I knew that I wanted to work in an area where I could give back, where I could change my community and have an impact. I just didn't know how I would do that. So eventually I went to business school thinking that maybe, you know, I could learn how businesses work. And maybe when I retired, I could figure out how to give back. The business world was amazing. I learned a lot about products and sales and meeting consumer needs and loved everything that I learned. And I continued on into the world of fragrance and beauty and just really enjoyed this realm that I was in. And then one day I received an email. And at the time I was at a fragrance company that I had helped to co-found. So I wasn't looking for any opportunities, but I opened up this email and I read about Empower. And I was astounded that there could be a company that was a for-profit company that was focused on product and innovation, but that they were innovating around scarcity of resources in emerging markets. So over 3 billion people lack access to consistent energy. And, you know, the product that I read about was an inflatable solar lantern. So I was so impressed that, you know, again, a business like this could exist. I applied, and 17 interviews later, they brought me on as president and CEO.
17 interviews?
Yes, they wanted to find just the right match.
Well, you know what? It makes sense because I think a lot of certified B corporation, they are very careful in hiring who's going to be their leader. Not even only their leader. I'm pretty sure that when you hire your employees, you want to make sure that they share your mission.
That is exactly it.
But did you know anything about a certified B corporation before?
I did not. So that was also what was really interesting to me. Empower, at its inception 10 years ago, became a B Corp and a benefit corporation. And I think B Lab started the B Corp certification just a few years prior to that. So we're really proud to be part of the B Corp movement, I would call it. And we were just recertified. Our score jumped to 140 points. You know, we're thrilled to still be part of the movement 10 years later. It's grown significantly as a movement. I'm so proud that there are so many companies who have joined from big to small. And this is actually the change that I really wanted to see when I was young and then going through school. But it didn't exist at the time. When I went into business the first time around, it was just very traditional. Thinking about the environment, thinking about workers' rights, thinking about anything other than your profits and your ability to sell your products was not something that was part of the business training. And I'm, again, very proud to be part of a movement that has really shifted the way in which businesses can operate.
I'm curious, though, what was your biggest challenge when you started at Empowered? Because you built a career in a big CPG companies, which is a different culture than Empowered.
Yes. So I love small startups, especially when they're really innovative. So although I loved working at big corporations, you know, you learn a lot, you have much more ability to make an influence in a small entity. By the same token, taking a risk, making a mistake can also come at a big cost. So coming into Empowered, I was cognizant of how incredible the company is, how innovative it was. And I really wanted to ensure that I kept the entrepreneurial spirit alive while employing some of my business skills and experience to help it scale and succeed. I've been very lucky along the way. Our founder, John Salzinger, is still with the company. So he kept a sort of pulse on the company in terms of the values, the mission, you know, key relationship partners, et cetera. And so that helped me ensure that, you know, the core part of the company could still remain vital. And then together we've just grown and scaled the company in terms of products, retail partnerships, and the like. But the initial challenge was really to make sure that I could keep that balance. Sometimes you hear CEOs come in and, you know, make broad sweeping changes based upon their prior experience. And sometimes that works, but often you lose the spirit and the heart of a brand. And especially for a company like Empowered, I wanted to make sure that that part, that mission stayed intact.
That's why it's 17th interview. They want to make sure that you are really aligned with their value. Share more about Empowered. What is the mission? What are your products? And what is your vision for creating change in the world?
Thank you for that question. So Empowered is actually an acronym. It stands for Micro Power Design. So that's the DNA of the company. Micro means that our products are small and portable. Power refers both to the sustainability aspect of what we do. So our products are generally powered by solar energy, or we just came out with AA rechargeable batteries as another example. So we always focus on sustainability. And then the other side of power is, of course, empowerment. Many of our products are used either in emerging markets or after natural disaster. And we have so many stories around how our products really empower people. And then the third is around design. So like any good consumer products company, if you design something well, if it's functional and if it's beautiful, then, you know, the consumer is likely to want it and to value it. So we take ourselves very seriously, but we ensure that our products are well designed, they're transformational. We like to think of ourselves as the Apple of solar products. So sleek, really intuitive design. And our mission is really to utilize business as a force for good. We have a different business model that allows us to do this. So we sell our products in traditional outdoor retail establishments, as well as lifestyle and gifting accounts. And we sell at full product margins. And that allows us to then tier our margins to localized pricing in different emerging markets and or after natural disasters. So that in essence, you know, we're in 90 different countries around the world, and we're present at different price points, depending on, again, the need. Full price points when it comes to those in the US, Canada, Australia, Europe, etc. And then we end up, let's say, in Kibera, Kenya, which is the largest slum in Kenya. Our pricing really lends itself to the local market so that we're not disrupting local economies. So we think that, you know, we are designing unique products, serving a need, but we're building products for people. We really think about people around the world and their needs and their commonalities, and we design into that.
How did John come up with this idea and this business model? Like, I'm so curious, what was the thought process?
Yes. So he went to Haiti after the earthquake there, and he grew up with really progressive parents. And that was quite an eye opener for him to see communities, you know, living without the most basic resources. So coming back from that trip, he was inspired with several other co-founders at the time, particularly the co-inventor, Jason Allen Snyder, to invent the first inflatable solar lantern. Granted, it took 40 different iterations, but ultimately the thought was, again, to combine form and functionality. So the fact that the first product is inflatable was created on purpose. Because it can deflate down to less than an inch, you can fit 40,000 units in a container. So if we're trying to ship to an emergency or an emerging market, that allows us to ship many more units at a time. And then when you inflate the light, it creates a full lantern effect. So it can light a house or a home or a hut with five people. You can stand on one of our inflatable lights. They can withstand up to 250 pounds of pressure. They're fully submergible underwater, which has helped, again, after natural disasters. So it was really thinking about how something could become durable, solar powered, of course, and create this light that would create independence versus dependency.
Well, I was quite impressed when I was looking at the website on how small your products are. Because it is tiny. And then the fact that it can light a house, it was amazing. It seems like it cannot give so much power, but it's so powerful for people who has who lack access to electricity. It was amazing.
Thank you. And then by the same token, if you are going off the grid on a hiking trip and you have to, you know, minimize what you're carrying on your back, our products are lightweight for that purpose too. But yet, you know, like our Lucy base lantern, you fill it up with air, you inflate it, and it has 360 lumens and lasts up to 50 hours on a single charge. So that's pretty incredible. You charge it in the sun once and it lasts you multiple days. You know, it's pretty clever technology. We work really hard at it. 100% of our products are covered by one or more patents. So that's true innovation. It's not just marketing, but we really try to create durable, lightweight, waterproof products. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. If they're portable, if they're convenient, you know, then they can be used in a wide variety of different circumstances.
The other thing that I'm really curious about is really your audience. You're saying that your audience are in a developed countries like in the US, Canada, you know, Europe. But who are they? Who would be purchasing this type of lights? Is it just people who love outdoor, or is it being used in different ways?
Another great question. So we do have a lot of outdoor enthusiasts, and not just the camper, but you know, since the pandemic, many people have gravitated to the outdoors for family camping, for different recreational pursuits. We even have a solar modular bike light set for those who prefer to commute to work or for fun. And now they can commute with a clean ride where their light is chargeable via USB or by the sun. As you're riding, you can charge your light for the evening. We have a wide variety of those folks who, you know, again, enjoy our products for outdoor pursuits, but also for the home. So we have solar string lights as an example that I think are fantastic. I have them in my backyard. So having a solar string light that I can wind through my trees is amazing. And actually, we just launched a 44-foot version today, which has a detachable power hub. So you can actually have solar string lights inside your house even. We're great for a gift. If you can imagine, like in a stocking stuffer or for the person, you know, who has everything, you know, we sit both on the side of tech as well as fun. I love the fact that actually some of our consumers come to us with different stories about how they've used the lights. We have a candle light that, you know, has a candle flicker, mimics candlelight. But we received one letter from an elderly lady who lived by herself in the remote mountains. And she said she used to use candles at night, but she loves her Lucy lights because now she doesn't have to worry about fire. So just lots of fun stories from people who have found different ways to use our products, to gift them to friends. So we really do try to also keep the fun factor in there. And in fact, we're proud to be sold at MoMA, at the Guggenheim Museum. So that design element really comes into play as well. Several of our products, the Lucy Pro series, you can charge your cell phones via our product. That's a functionality that works both, again, here in the US and other developed marketplaces, as well as in emerging markets. I'd love to share with you, Christina, that right now we're working on 50,000 units going into Ukraine, especially areas hit with airstrikes to their power infrastructure. And we've been receiving in photos of people who are using our lights as their primary source of electricity right now, as well as to charge their cell phones.
That's really amazing, because I was reading your impact report and then how, you know, you basically impacted. And then this was like, what, 2021 probably? It's like already like 3 million people, over 3 million people that you impacted through your Give Lucy program. I want to know more about this Give Lucy. You talk a little bit about your business model, and then you said that the market where people buy, like in Canada, US, and Europe, and Australia, allows Empower to basically to give back. Given this is holiday season, and we at Profit Reimagined, Her CEO Journey, we believe that one of the most important aspects of the holiday season is actually giving back to the community. And the fact that Empower is giving back to the global community through your Give Lucy program, please share what exactly and then how does this program works.
Thank you so much. So actually, any consumer, by purchasing a light through any of our retail partners or on empowered.com, is contributing. So if you go to REI and you purchase a light, that is helping fund our R&D efforts, our inventory, et cetera. And we do the work to then partner with our 700 NGO partners to distribute the lights. On top of that, though, as a consumer, you can go to our website under Give Lucy, and you can simply donate lights as well. You can donate $10, $20, whatever is of interest to you. And then we automatically take your donation, convert it into lights. And again, those lights get deployed to various natural disaster efforts, as well as things like Ukraine. So we have all of this programming that we've set up through amazing NGO partners. You know, we work with everyone from Save the Children, the UN, World Central Kitchen, Amazon Disaster Relief. There's so many different partners we work with, both large and small. Some of our small partners are outstanding. They really have some great on-the-ground programming, and you are helping this effort where, again, we're not disrupting markets, but we're bringing precious sort of resources to these different areas. And then through our NGO partners who really understand local markets, we're able to deploy the lights.
The type of product that you give away in the Give Lucy program, is it the same as what you are selling to customers in Canada, US, Australia, and Europe?
Yes, it's exactly the same. So it's important, again, you know, I mentioned how I grew up without running water or electricity. I had a kerosene lantern at home. My grandmother said, be careful, it's a beast. She didn't want me to get burned. She didn't want me to, you know, inhale the fumes. And I remember being terrified of this kerosene lantern. Essentially, there are products that, you know, are sometimes manufactured inexpensively and sort of dumped into some of these markets. But that isn't great for these markets because then they come to kind of distrust the power of, let's say, solar, you know, lighting products, et cetera. So at the end of the day, John and the team, you know, originally behind Empower recognized, again, consumers are consumers everywhere. So, you know, if you need a durable light that has maximum output and that you can depend on, you know, when you're going hiking, you probably need similar durability if you are using that light in an emerging market, and vice versa. Actually, some of our products have been inspired by the needs of emerging markets to, again, withstand dirt, rain, storms, pressure, etc. There's a great little video out there in the world that was produced by the National Safe Climbing Association, where they showed our lights being used to peg Half Dome. They created this organically. They were like, these are the best lights to use so that we can peg this incredible mountain. Our products look simple, they're well designed, but they are so rugged and durable. And that's what I love about it. And again, here, you know, in a developed economy or in an emerging market, consumers everywhere deserve the best quality, rugged, durable products.
So is Lucy, I think that was the starting point of Empowered, is it?
So Lucy stands for light. And so it's the brand name for all of our lights, all of our lanterns, anything with a light, with the solar light. We have very recently come out with a new brand called Viri. And Viri stands for power. So right now, you know, our first foray into power was with these AA rechargeable batteries. And, you know, by the way, one single battery has 2,000 cycles. That's essentially akin to saying instead of throwing away 2,000 batteries, you can just have one of our rechargeable batteries that recharges via any USB port. We will be coming out with future products under the Viri line that will all be focused on sustainable power storage, rechargeability, et cetera. So it's part of some of our Lucy products with, again, the ability to charge cell phones. But Lucy and Viri are the two brands under Empowered.
But how do you make this business model work?
It's a great question. There's another set of program partners that we have that are corporations. Corporate partners may work with us to co-brand our light. So we've had different partners like Citizen Watch co-branded our light. Every time someone bought an eco-friendly watch, they would also get one of our Lucy lights. And then one of our Lucy lights would be donated on that customer's behalf to one of our NGO partners. So that's a very classic example of the way we work with our corporate partners. We've worked with deregulated energy companies, insurance companies, anyone for whom branding with a company like ours is relevant to their consumer. That corporate sector also helps fuel our Give Lucy programming so that, again, we can distribute lights in emerging markets. I did want to share, we'd love to give all of your listeners a unique product code for 20% off. Again, our products make great holiday gifts. So, you know, your unique code is HERCEO.
Ah, for sure. We're going to put the link to get this discount from Empowered in our show notes. You are also basically contributing in creating an impact in this world. And then that is super, super powerful for me. Now, I do want you to share a story, though. How does Give Lucy program change the life of others? Because this is the holiday season. So let's share, how can we change the life of others?
I have so many stories that have come to us from people whose lives we've impacted. I don't know quite where to start, so I'm just going to very quickly pick a variety of different stories. One comes to us from a fishing community in Southeast Asia. The community was suffering because their fishing stocks had become depleted, so there was no real means of economic empowerment. And then one day, one of the fishermen had one of our Lucy lights, one of the color ones, and found that the color attracted plankton, and he was able to successfully fish that day. And then word got out, and through one of our NGO partners, you know, there was a deployment of lights. And long story short, this community became extremely successful, such that they then took what they were able to gain and reinvested in their fishing stocks and, you know, created some sustainable fishing practices so that they would never face that issue again. So some of our stories are very deeply embedded in terms of empowering local communities to make change. Then we also have stories that are about, you know, us showing up after every major natural disaster, floods, hurricanes, landslides, mudslides, etc. And in those cases, the first needs are really around power, light, and communication. So we serve two out of those three. When Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, we deployed over 100,000 lights, and John and I went to Puerto Rico 6 months after Maria, only to find, of course, that the grid was not back up fully. And one of the things that we did, in addition to our work in the community in general, was we worked with a partner who helped us understand that the hard of hearing community, when there's no light, they also lose the ability to communicate. So that was a really interesting and important deployment where, you know, we looked through the different, you know, communities in the mountains, sort of out of the reach, and distributed Lucy lights so that, you know, this community could be in contact with each other. We have stories, you know, refugee camps. We even have deployed lights into North Korea. It's not something that I can mention our partner out of some safety concerns, but to me, that's incredible that one of the countries with sort of the least amount of personal resources is using our lights to light medical clinics. And that's such important work because people would not be gaining the kind of medical treatment that they need because these clinics would not be able to stay open without our lights. Those are just a few of the examples. There's so many others. Women's buying networks, that's another one of my favorites. Thinking about how, particularly in parts of Africa, women are the ones who support the family and also contribute to the economic means of the family. And through using our Lucy lights and selling to each other, instead of these women and their families using harmful kerosene or firewood, they're not only gaining a means of economic empowerment for themselves and others in their community, but they're also helping to stave off respiratory disease and burns that affect many of the women and children who light their homes with something other than solar lanterns.
I can really relate to your story because I came from Indonesia, which is a third world country too. I still remember growing up. I mean, I'm lucky. I live in a city. But if you live in a villages in a remote area of Indonesia, the kerosene light that you talk about, it was very common. And I'm pretty sure right now in a very remote area, you still have those type of harmful kerosene light. And the other thing that I can think of as well, when children, they are trying to get education, they're trying to change the life of the family, they basically have to stop studying, or even sometimes school cannot run because it's just too dark. There is no light whatsoever. And I can only imagine the product that Empower created for these villages and communities. Really, it's not only changing their life in the moment, but it's changing their life forever. That's how I see it. A small product is not only providing light, it's not only providing electricity, but it's life-changing.
Christina, you spoke so well about this. You're absolutely right. Some of those stories are so incredible. We do have young people who were able to go to college. There's one organization that we work with who very early on sponsored children to be able to use our lights to actually even be able to walk to and from school. So this was in Africa, and in some of these communities, you know, the school may be very far away from some of the homes. And I remember receiving a letter from one of them who then eventually made his way to college and graduated from college. And he spoke about his Lucy light. And that was what helped pave the way for him to be able to continue to study, to get to and from school safely. It just, in some ways, you know, I take it very personally because I'm lucky too. I grew up under one set of circumstances and eventually made my way to the U.S. where I was able to get the education that I received. And I think that has really helped put me in the position to be able to run this company as an example. And so if there are others like me out there who just need an additional set of resources to be able to go to school, to be able to live healthier lives too, that is so incredible. So thank you for sharing that perspective. And you're absolutely right.
That's why I'm grateful that you are here. And then I know you have big dream for the company. Can you share where is Empower heading in 2023?
So we are always excited about innovating at Empowered. It's fun, and we also know that it's so useful. Our solar string light family is continuing to expand, again, with our 44-foot string light. We also came out with a 2-in-1 headlamp flashlight combo, which is a one-of-a-kind. It's a space saver. It's great for families. You use it as a headlamp, and then you can just convert it into a flashlight. We are coming out with something, I don't know if I should name it yet, but well.
Name it.
So it's a really fun product. It's our stringless string light. So if you can imagine, they're like little nodules of light that you can put anywhere. So they come with stakes, so you can stake them into the ground. They have hooks, they have nodules, so you can place them anywhere you'd like. There's no string attached. They're like these little buds, and then you put them into a charging case, which is like an iPod charging case, a headphone case, and they recharge via solar. And then again, you can put them anywhere you want. There's so many fun kind of iterations, but we love thinking about, you know, new and innovative products, because the other thing we're trying to do is bring solar into the everyday. Show people that alternative sources of power can be reliable, they can be fun, they can be inexpensive, relatively speaking. I laugh because sometimes when I tell people I work for a solar light company, they imagine me like on a rooftop installing big solar panels. And they say, no, solar's come a long way. You can have actually a little light that's extremely durable that charges your cell phone. That's solar. That's another one of our missions, create products that people can use, that are fun, reliable, to get them to think about alternative energy in a much different way.
It is true. When you talk about solar, you are thinking about the solar panel on top of roof, right? And buildings. And then you never really think about we can actually use smaller items around our house to change our habit. Right? Like even rechargeable batteries. Now, there is one thing that you didn't mention, though, that I'm curious. You also have education items.
Yes, because part of what we're trying to do is shift the mentality around renewable energy. We thought it was important to teach the next generation. And so we launched a Build Your Own Lucy kit that teaches all about electricity, power, solar energy. It teaches about circuit panels. You know, we're trying to, again, augment the education that, you know, our young people receive. Ultimately, if you ask me and John, you know, what our goal is, we want there to be more entrepreneurs, more young people, more innovation around some very common resource needs. How can we solve the problems that face us in the world today? How can we solve them sustainably with a focus on social justice, on a focus on equality? Are there different business models, different products, different innovations, different technologies? When I was young, I thought, why do I live in poverty? Like, how did I end up here? Unfortunately, sometimes that can lead to thinking like someone else has to come up with the solution. I think the power of business is so incredible because you can get out there. You can say, I'm going to invent something that desalinates water from the environment and creates clean drinking water for those who need it. It could be anything. And that's the joy, I think, of business, that we can be problem solvers. And if we can teach that next generation to come, join us, be a problem solver, launch a B Corp, like that to me is the ultimate excitement in this movement.
Well, I'm going to add another excitement, though. When you are creating a business, make sure that it's profitable. I think Empower has a unique business model that allows you to create this change. But before we end this, though, I really want to understand from financial process, from profitability perspective, what exactly you need to do to make sure that you Empower continue to be profitable for years to come?
That's a great question too. We are running a business, and that's a very good point. So the business is competing with other businesses that may not be B Corps, that may not be spending this extra time, effort in creating change around the world. And, you know, maybe they're not taking those additional steps to make sure that there's robust audits and processes that support our workers and our factories around the world. You know, there are many things that we do to maintain transparency, to really focus on different methods of business, and those come at some cost. Our packaging, the choices that we make, unfortunately today, still have some additional costs, and yet we're still competing against products that may not have these cost barriers. With that said, the consumer is the most powerful agent right now. The consumer who can inform him or herself on the internet, understanding, you know, the intricacies of a company, and those that vote with their wallets, who say, I would rather buy from this company that treats its workers fairly, that has a focus on sustainability, that does this great work around the world, helps local communities. At the end of the day, I think our products are actually still very moderately priced against others in the market, but there's a lot of work that we're doing to ensure that we're bringing the best products to the market. We can't fail on that premise either. We can't deliver subpar products and say, but we're a good company. I think understanding where the market is moving, being able to speak to consumers through marketing vehicles, through genuine content, through, you know, continuing to keep an eye on the products that we're producing. We need to do all of these things. And then we need help. We need partners to talk about who we are and what we're doing. So examples of, like being invited to speak with you are important because this is our platform to share who we really are. It's harder on a shelf to say, these are all the things we do. So these opportunities are really, really important. Word of mouth. You know, and again, the consumer voting and saying, yes, I believe in this movement. I believe in companies that take this kind of stand. All of that helps us become profitable, stay profitable, and grow. And, you know, the community around us too can include, you know, these corporations that I mentioned, the impact world, impact investors, impact banks, impact attorneys. You know, we have some great IP attorneys who have worked with us pro bono even to help us, you know, really protect our patent portfolio. So there is a lot to think about. And I, like you, Christina, having come from traditional business, understand how critical it is to keep our eye on profitability. And that's the only way we can demonstrate that business can be a force for social good. Because if we don't, we aren't profitable, and if we don't prosper, then we haven't shown that this model can succeed.
Yeah. And then I think that's what's amazing about Empower. The model works. The model works. The customers support it. The product is awesome. So you, John, and you as the leader now has built like a successful company that is creating a big impact. I so appreciate you. Now, where can people find you? And then where can people find Empower?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find Empowered at Empowered, empowered.com.
Sangha, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here.
Christina, this was such a fun conversation, very engaging. Thank you for your insights and your dialogue as well.
Thank you. And that's bring us to the end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Her CEO Journey, the business finance podcast for mission-driven women entrepreneurs. When you are ready to grow to the next level and seeking a finance team and a fractional CFO who are all in on your mission and can help you maximize profit to make a bigger social impact, connect with us at theprofitreimagine.com/let's chat.